Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This episode is a very special episode. We're going to kind of change things up a little bit. Not too different, but we're going to kind of take things a little bit differently. We want to say happy holidays to everybody listening. This is a really fun time of year. Lots of people celebrating different holidays and getting together and having all kinds of different things. And so we want to do some celebrating. And one of the things that we love in the dad and lad household is music, right? We're a big music family.
Yes.
Yeah. And so today we are going to feature fill in the lyrics to holiday songs that many of you would know. Are you a big holiday song buff, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've sung quite a few in like different programs and stuff. So,
Don't Make It is the song in it. Is Wham in it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Does it count if we're saying it?
No, it does not count. We're gonna get there. Don't worry. We'll talk about that in a second. All right, folks. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back for another episode, hey, welcome back to you too. We just want to explain a little bit how this works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get harder. This first round are the easiest questions we have to throw at you. Most people in the car at home are going to know the answers. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Trivia Tots. Fill in the blanks. Holiday edition songs. Here we go. Question one. Oh, by the way, I'm going to try and sing the songs. And then you have to sing them back to me, okay? All right?
You're going to be...
deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be what?
Very bad.
No. No. Here we go. Question one. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Blank.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way is correct. Now, fun fact, did you know that that song was actually about Thanksgiving and not Christmas?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like time for going on a turkey sleigh ride.
That makes no sense.
I guess it was about Christmas or about turkey before, well, Thanksgiving, not turkey, but Thanksgiving before Christmas. Question number two. You better watch out. You better not cry.
Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Very good. Yes, I was just looking for you better not pout. But yeah, that works. You better not pout. Santa Claus is coming to town. So it was actually that debuted on the radio before kind of everyone caught on to it and it became so famous. It was on the radio beforehand. So kind of cool. It's one of my favorite ones. All right. Question three. Deck the halls with boughs of...
my voice cracks.
It doesn't have to be like on pitch. It's okay. Do the best you can. Holly is correct. Very good. Yeah, decking the halls is kind of weird. That's kind of a weird way to say decorating. But I don't know. Maybe you want to punch the halls or with, you got to deck them. Right?
Or like Fortnite loadout term, like, my loadout's decked right now. I'm just like,
yeah,
mythic weapon, all over the halls.
All right. Question four. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Had a very shiny nose is correct.
Like a light bulb.
Yeah, Rudolph was created in 1939 as a department store promotional character. Kind of weird, right?
I mean, like
they used him in a department store to like sell stuff.
You know what else came out in 1939?
What's that?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. And what sank in 1912? Because that somehow comes around every time we have questions. Question five. Rocking around the blank, blank, blank.
The Christmas tree. The Christmas tree.
Yep. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
I don't really feel comfortable singing now. Not going to lie.
Why?
I just don't.
Nope. Well, we're going to keep doing it. So Brenda Lee recorded Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and she was only 13 years old when she recorded that. Pretty crazy stuff.
She sounds like 22.
Yeah. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round, folks. Five questions down. Super easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think most people will know those answers. But now, folks, we're about to get a little bit more difficult. See if we can trip you up. So questions 6 through 10, we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. Please have snow... And mistletoe.
I've never heard this.
Please have snow and mistletoe. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you the next words. You have to finish it. And presents. No?
No.
He doesn't have it. All right. Many of you maybe are singing along at home. It's please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. You don't know that song?
No.
All right. Well.
What is it?
It is from I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Okay. I've like... barely watched the movie. I never listened to that song.
I don't know about it by the movie. I think it's just mainly more of a famous song on its own. But yeah. All right, here we go. Question number 7. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening.
There you go. In the lane, snow is glistening.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yep, winter wonderland. Very good. That was written during a heat wave in California, believe it or not. Question number 8. Santa, tell me if you're really there.
Make me fall in love again if you won't be here last year.
I just wanted to fall in love again. That's all I wanted. Yeah. So don't make me fall in love again is correct. Ariana Grande. It's already kind of become like a holiday classic, right?
Yeah.
You kind of can't avoid that song these days, but yep.
Honestly, I just really like Ariana Grande in like every way possible. She's just an awesome singer.
Awesome singer, great actress.
Yeah.
Yep, nice person. That's great. All right, question 9. Here we go. Last Christmas.
I gave you my heart. No.
It doesn't count.
Okay, good.
It doesn't count. If any of you are playing Whamageddon with your friends and family, Whamageddon, for those of you that don't know, if you've not heard this song, so the song is Last Christmas by Wham. It's the last person standing that hasn't heard that song yet. And both of us are still in it, right?
Yeah.
So as of right now, as of recording today, so yes, the last Christmas, and your answer was?
I gave you my heart.
I gave you my heart is correct.
I feel like the cousin, whenever she comes over, it's just, she plays her Christmas playlist. The first one is Last Christmas, and you're like, oh, come on.
Every time. Here we go, question 10. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Your leaves are so enchanting.
Let me look that up. Let me look that up. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to give you the answer on this one. So this one is, oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. And the first lyrics that we were looking for are, how lovely are your branches? Yeah, it's a traditional German folk song. Do you know what it's called?
Oh, Christmas tree.
It's called O Tannenbaum. That's the way you would say it in German.
Okay.
And that's going to do it for the mind move around of fill in the blank holiday lyrics. Emmett's doing pretty well. We tripped him up a little bit, but now, folks, we scoured the internet looking for the toughest questions we could possibly find. So I want you to get your boots and lace them up real high. I want you to get those really high socks and pull those up. I want you to put on your long johns, and I want you to put on a hoodie, and then take that hoodie, and I want you to put the hood up, and I want you to close the hoodie up real tight with the little string, and then I want you to put a hat on and some mittens, and then some hand warmers within those mittens, and I want you to make sure that you put your hood up on your jacket, and then I want you to do as much as possible to stay warm, because, you know, it's baby, it's cold outside, and...
Did you just give an answer away?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
This round is called...
De Brain Boosters. The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters, yeah. Here we go. The hardest question. So here we go, folks. Question 11. Silver bells. Silver bells. Go.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Correct. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
And so this song was actually inspired by Salvation Army bell ringers. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Yep. Question 12 from one of my favorites. Christmas time is here.
Happiness and cheer.
Good job. Yes, happiness and cheer is correct. What's that from?
Peanuts.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Christmas. It's fantastic. Fantastic music, by the way. If you're ever looking for some really, really awesome music that isn't kind of like the same old, put on Charlie Brown Christmas music. Vince Guaraldi, good stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if you like jazz. All right, here we go. Question 13. I don't know if there'll be snow.
But have a cup of cheer.
Correct. Have a cup of cheer is correct. Very good. Question 14. One of my favorites. Here we go. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
You're as charming as an eel.
Oh, charming as an eel is correct. Very good, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Yes, excellent. All right, and the last one. Question 15. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
You got the song correct.
Dang it.
But I tricked you. We're in verse 2 right now.
I only know verse 1.
Verse 2 is down to the village with a broomstick in his hand. Running here and there all around the square saying, catch me if you can.
Thumpity thump.
Yep, that's it. It's kind of like, yeah.
Thump, thump.
Look at Frosty go. Ooh, yes. All right.
Over the hills of snow.
All right, folks. Well, hopefully you did just as well as Emmett did. Emmett did a fantastic job. Hopefully this one brought a smile to your face and maybe not too much of a headache from our my wonderful, wonderful, terrible singing voice. But the lad, he's got a good one. So hopefully you enjoyed this. If you did enjoy this, please leave us a 5-star rating on whatever app you're listening on. Maybe even leave us a review. We would love those reviews and those ratings to help us find other families who like trivia just like you. Also, you can find us on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love for you to send us a message. Even if you just have something small to say or if you have an idea for a future episode, send us those messages. We'd love to hear from you. All right, buddy. What is your holiday message to all of our listeners before we sign off? Because I think you're going to hear from us one more time. And actually, I think we can kind of reveal we're going to be doing our 2025 year in review next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be our 2025 trivia as we say goodbye to 2025 and on to 2026. So do you have any last words about the holiday season?
It's a very fun time, and I've always enjoyed it my entire life, and that's really it.
Okay, yeah. So from our family here at Family Trivia with Dad and Lad to your families, we hope you have a wonderful holiday season. We hope you enjoy getting together with friends and family. And yes, thank you for listening. As always, we wouldn't do this without your support. Have a happy holiday, and we'll see you next time. See you later.
Alligators. Also, next week, we'll be starting something very special.
Oh yeah, what is that?
The road to 100.
The road to 100 begins next week. We'll see you then. Ho, ho, ho.